When it comes to gaming knowledge, this Triforce of Gentlemen can one-up the competition. It's the Virtual Boys. Hello, hello, hello out there. What's up, everyone? It's the Virtual Boys. I'm Eli Sliwa, and I got a couple people here with me today.
Hey, it's Sean. Here with you as always.
Hey, it's Zach. I didn't get enough sleep last night, and I need about two more coffees to get through this.
We have a special guest with us here today. It's Christian. I'm going to butcher your last name, man. I'm sorry. Is it Denich?
Close enough, though. Closer than most people have gotten in recent history.
Any supply teachers, at least, eh?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Christian hosts This Week in Video Games on Rebel 101.7, and today we're speculating about E3. Think of it like an Apple event, but for video games, and the biggest one in the whole world. Today, as you know, we are the biggest Nintendo fans out there, the most knowledgeable, and the wittiest. So, Sean, let's start with you, man. What are you most excited for? What do you think is going to be at this year's E3, especially in the, more specifically, in the Nintendo Direct?
Oh, okay. So, I've been thinking about this a lot, and I think they're... do you want to know what I want to see or what I think we're going to see? Because I think those are two different things right now.
Let's start with what you want to see.
All right. So if we're going by what I want to see, I would love to see... it's Metroid's anniversary this year. We haven't seen a lot from Metroid in the past few years. And I would like to see... I think we're still a ways out from Prime 4, but I do want to see a new 2D Metroid on the Switch. Maybe Mercury Steam, the studio that did Samus Returns on the 3DS. Hopefully they can come back and, you know what? Let's go all out. Let's say they're working on Metroid 5, like the next numbered 2D side-scroller Metroid game. That would be awesome. I would love to see an update on Bayonetta 3. That game got announced a very long time ago, and we haven't seen anything from that since, so that would be really cool as well. And if we're going all out, I would like to see them add Game Boy Advance games to Nintendo Online, starting with Mother 3. That's never gonna happen, but I would love to see it happen. That's what I mean when I say what I want to see and what we're gonna see. Kind of different things.
What do you think is going to be there?
Okay, so I think we are definitely getting Breath of the Wild 2 news. I think we're going to see gameplay, and I think we might... I don't think we're going to see a release date. I think we'll see a release window, and I think it's going to be spring 2022. And I think that is going to coincide with the worst kept secret in Nintendo's vault right now, which is this Switch Pro console supposedly coming out. I think that's going to launch with Breath of the Wild 2 in spring 2022. And I think we'll see both at the E3 Direct with a large focus on that. I think we're also going to get updates on some other games. I think we will get a acknowledgement of Metroid Prime 4, but nothing else besides that. And to celebrate Metroid's anniversary, if they do anything at all, it's going to be a re-release of the Metroid Prime trilogy on Nintendo Switch. That has also been rumored for quite some time, with a lot of SKUs popping up on like Best Buy and Amazon, and then they just kind of mysteriously disappear. So I feel like that's something Nintendo has kind of had in their back pocket for a while, and it's just been waiting for the right time to release it. And with COVID-19, this is like the perfect time to be doing re-releases of older games, because they take less effort, and people still buy them. So I think that's going to happen. And then I know there were rumors of the Odyssey team working on a Donkey Kong game for the 40th anniversary, and I really hope we see that there. I don't think we've seen a true 3D Donkey Kong game since Donkey Kong 64. And Donkey Kong 64, I to this day adore that game. And would really like to see what the Odyssey team could do with Donkey Kong.
Hey, thanks, Sean. Zach, I'm coming to you next, man. What do you think? And what do you want to see?
I want to see the Switch Pro. I want to see how big this thing is going to get, because apparently it's going to be bigger. It's going to have a larger screen.
4K.
And somehow it's going to support 4K output, which makes no sense. I'm just going to see how they're going to go from 1080p on a regular Switch to 4K with that thing not heating up and just breaking. Also, I can't wait for Bayonetta 3 because I love Bayonetta 2, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but the only reason I bought a Wii U was for Bayonetta 2. Also, Metroid Primes, I can't wait for that. I hope when they go back to remaster the other ones, you know, we get some gyro aiming as a joke because I know that the Switch has gyro controls. Gyro. Yeah. I can't wait for that. They're probably also gonna, you know, throw in a new Smash character.
Who do you want to see? Lines.
I don't know. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Christian, what do you want to see? And what do you think is gonna be at E3 this year?
I think, honestly, we are gonna see Bayonetta 3. I remember seeing some stuff on Twitter about the whole, like, Umbral Witch sigil with a 3-shaped crack in it. Mm. Floating around. And I also think we're going to see, this is going to be a long shot, but I think we're going to see an SMT5 release date finally announced.
Oh yeah, that would make a lot of sense.
We're also, I feel like Breath of the Wild is just guaranteed at this point that we're going to see it. And if we don't see a Switch Pro announcement next week, we're going to see one during E3. As for what I want to see, I mean, Metroid Prime 4 would be great. I would love to see that back. And if we get an HD collection released on Switch for all the other ones, I'd buy that in an absolute heartbeat.
How about Smash? Who do you think if there's going to be two more slots, like, who do you think the West and East pick are going to be?
Smash is such a weird beast right now because they have taken everything that I've expected. And it's like, I don't know who they're going to put in. I don't know. I think Crash Bandicoot makes, like, that's a compelling argument for sure. As for the East pick, I'm not sure.
As for me, okay, I'm gonna start with Smash Bros. Because I've been like thinking about this all day. Like, I pass by my Switch and then I just think about, like, yes, Nintendo Direct's coming up, you know. And I think it's gonna be a big opinion. But, like, another Pokemon trainer with 3 different Pokemon. Like, that'd be really sick. Then you can have, like, a formable, like, Pokemon battle, you know? Maybe, like, a gym leader. So maybe, like, all, like, one type or something like that, too. Like, would be kind of cool.
I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah. East pick? Man, it's gotta be Hello Kitty. Hello Kitty is, like, the second biggest media brand in the world. Just under Pokemon. There's, like, crazy fans. I know it's super big in the East. When I was in my first year of university, there was an exchange student, and he drove a Hello Kitty Volkswagen Beetle.
Absolutely amazing.
I will say that Sanrio did collaborate with Nintendo for Animal Crossing, so there is some precedent there.
But for things I want to see at E3, I want to see a remaster or port of Kid Icarus Uprising. Amazingly slept on game. Great weapon system. Amazing multiplayer. The servers are still active to this day, actually, and that game came out in, like, 2012 or something like that. And, like, it's a pretty ancient game by, like, today's standards.
Didn't that game need a, like, an add-on in order to play it properly? Like, you needed the Circle Pad Pro?
Yeah, so if you were, like,
Whoa!
And the touchscreen was, like, not good enough for you, yeah, you could get, like, a Circle Pad Pro so you, like, play, like, an Xbox game or, like, a PlayStation game.
So being able to play that on a console that already has 2 analog sticks, I think, would actually kind of really open that game up a bit.
Yeah, because now you're not a
Whoa!
Anymore. It's a cool thing to have multiple, you know, analog sticks, apparently.
But, I like this new angle of Nintendo just calling people
Whoa!
Yeah.
It was just their Play It Loud era in a nutshell.
No, they're for children, right? They don't really specify, like, when you stop being a child.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
But yeah, what I think is going to be there is, like, I agree with Christian and Sean and everyone. And I think Breath of the Wild 2 has to be there because everyone's, like, super depressed and, like, deprived of Zelda content. And I don't know. I feel like Nintendo, like, wants to throw, like, Metroid, like, you know, off the ship and wants it to drown because I've never heard, like, any, like, Metroid news like recently, and the only thing that was news was like the Federation Force or whatever, which kind of like butchered the brand a little bit. Like it was like the Teen Titans Go kind of like style reboot of it. Yeah, no, I want to see more content on Radiant Diamond and Brilliant Pearl. Right?
Shining Pearl.
Okay, yeah, that's the one, yeah. Because I'm definitely buying those games, even though it's going to be $80.
I mean, you can look at stuff. You can look at what's expected. But it's when they bring out stuff that's brand new and they haven't shown anyone. That's like, yes, okay, I'm down for this.
Okay, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Those are the magic presents. Yeah.
Very nice to meet you, Christian. And yeah, thank you so much for showing up to our podcast today. It was a absolute pleasure having you on, man.
Yeah,
and
Christian, thank you so much.
Hopefully we can talk again some other time.
Thanks for having me, guys.